This is Morning Edition on NHPR. At least 300 people have died from drug overdoses in New Hampshire last year. That's the most ever in the state. The report cites the synthetic opiate fentanyl and heroin as the top two drugs causing those deaths. Laconia is among the communities where that spike in overdoses has continued into 2015. Chris Adams is chief of police for Laconia, and he joins us now to talk about how that city is handling the problem. Chief, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What are your officers seeing out there?
Well, unfortunately, over the last 2 years, we have seen a real significant increase in heroin use and abuse, including overdoses, non-fatal and fatal overdoses. For many years, Laconia was immune from heroin. I've been there for 21 years, and we rarely saw heroin in our community. And starting about 2 years ago, we really started to see an increase in the use. And, of course, we've seen the devastation that has caused, effects on family, children, and, of course, people dying.
Why do you think Laconia is now seeing that spike?
Well, like many other communities in New Hampshire and throughout the country, we're seeing the effects of this current heroin epidemic. Prior to this, we had an issue with prescription drug abuse. Obviously, the feds regulated some of that, which then caused those individuals to seek other drugs to replace the prescription drugs. And heroin, as you know, is extremely cheap. It's extremely potent, and it's available.
Now, what's the relationship between heroin and fentanyl? Are users taking both or one or the other? Is it the mix of the two that's problematic?
In our community, we have seen a mix of fentanyl and heroin, but we've also seen deaths directly from fentanyl. We've had some people who have consumed the fentanyl patches, and it's extremely potent, and they've died as a result of that.
Now, Narcan is one tool I know the department is using a lot more. For those who don't know, can you explain how Narcan is used and how often your department is using it?
The Laconia Fire Department has seen a huge increase in the administration of Narcan. It reverses the effects of heroin. I believe last year they used Narcan about 50 times. And year to date so far, they've used it approximately 20 to 25 times. Last year, we had 10 overdose deaths. This year, we've had 4 overdose deaths, not all of them from heroin, but a majority of them have been heroin. And if it wasn't for Narcan, I would say we probably would have doubled the number of fatalities.
Yeah, I want to get your take on a bill that's going before the Senate this week. It would grant immunity from criminal prosecution to anyone who reports a drug or alcohol-related emergency. Now, the idea being that other drug users might be more likely to call 911 if someone is overdosing, if they wouldn't be prosecuted. Do you have any concerns with that proposal?
We've actually changed our philosophy in responding to these type of calls. Traditionally, you would go to an overdose call if there was drugs at the scene. The officer would most likely arrest the individual that overdosed, or maybe the people who are there who may have been the ones who called. So we've actually changed our philosophy. We still collect the evidence, but we're not so quick to make an arrest because we want people to contact the police, the fire, if somebody's life is in jeopardy, so that they don't fear that they're going to get arrested. Now, sometimes it may be appropriate at a later time to make an arrest, and that's why, of course, we collect the evidence. But we find that more people are willing to reach out to us during times of crisis and emergency situations.
Are you looking at any new ways of being able to track down the source of the problem, you know, find more drug dealers and prosecuting them?
Absolutely. Enforcement is a part of our plan, but it's really a small part of it. I think law enforcement in general has switched their focus from enforcement, and they realize that there are so many other factors that lead to substance abuse, drug abuse. So yes, we do target the dealers that come up from whether it's Lawrence or Lowell or Manchester, set up shop, make huge profits. We do target those individuals, and we treat overdose deaths like any crime. And our detectives will process the scene, and we aggressively prosecute those who sell the drugs that cause the death. We also realize that there's these other factors, and we've initiated a new program. It's a new position that's called Prevention Enforcement Treatment Coordinator, and it's a sworn police officer, but his real focus is on prevention treatment and outreach to those individuals who are most in need of the services.
Now, what does he spend his time doing, though? What are some specifics?
He works very closely with many of the coalitions, with the court system, with the jail, and any overdose call that we respond to, he will respond after the officers and detectives have cleared the scene to make contact right at that critical point with family members and with a patient that overdosed, and really walks them through the step of recovery. He'll give them rides. He'll give them his cell phone number. He often receives phone calls at 1 or 2 in the morning when one of these patients are ready to use, and they'll call him, and he'll come out and either meet with them, transport them up to the hospital. So it really focuses on the treatment aspect of it, the outreach, walking them through the steps, showing them what is available out there for services.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about one of the big issues that lawmakers have been debating right now is funding for substance abuse programs in the next budget. Now, Governor Hassan proposed tripling funding, but that's been cut back in the House. Officials in Manchester have been raising concerns about this, asking lawmakers to boost funding. So what is your response to that? Do you see the lack of treatment programs as a huge issue for your region?
I think that's a huge issue, not only for our region, but the whole state. I mean, we really need to address the core reasons for addiction. It is a health issue, not a law enforcement issue. And if you don't increase the amount of treatment, prevention, and services that are available, you're just going to continue to have this cycle of abuse.
Chief Chris Adams from Laconia, thanks so much again for your time.
Thanks for having me.